Hi, this is Luke.
And this is Tobin from Quest Research.
Hey, Tobin, what do you get when four guys with absolutely no video experience whatsoever decide to produce their own online paranormal TV show?
I don't know. What? Oh, wait. I do know. Ghost Diaries, right?
That's right.
You can check us out and get involved at www.questresearch.net. And the good thing about being new is that we will only get better.
Do you feel like there's something happening in your home or business? Something you can't explain? Do you think that whatever is happening seems to be paranormal? Do they exist? Florida Ghost Hunters at FloridaGhostHunters.com are looking for haunted locations throughout Central Florida. Let the team at Florida Ghost Hunters investigate your paranormal experience. Their mission is to disprove a haunting with science, to find a reasonable explanation to a problem, and whatever is left becomes evidence. FloridaGhostHunters.com. If you've experienced paranormal activity in your home or business, you are urged to visit FloridaGhostHunters.com and click Need Help. FloridaGhostHunters.com.
American Ghost Society's 12th Annual Haunted American Conference will be held June 20th and 21st in Decatur, Illinois.
Hosted by Troy Taylor at the Haunted Lincoln Theater.
Speakers include Patrick Burns, John Zaffis, Rosemary Ellen Guiley, and Keith Age.
Also, Lynn Adams, Luke Kalbarski, Dale Kaczmarek, Stephen LaChance, and psychic Ken Bird.
Don't miss this two-day event with special investigations and tours sold on a first-come, first-served basis.
To register, guys, go to www.prairieghost.com/conference.html or just call 1-888-446-7859.
Broadcasting live from this event will be the Ghostly Talk radio crew and Nathan S. and Sean B. from the Ghostman and Demon Hunter show.
Witness a special live performance on the Lincoln stage from Spectrum Men, the Atlanta horror punk band made up of real-life ghost hunters.
Admission remains the same as 1997, $50 per person.
It's the 12th Annual Haunted America Conference in Decatur, Illinois with Troy Taylor. Register now.
The show is flying by.
The rain in Spain falls mainly on the plane.
Just so you know.
What a recovery.
Ta-da.
What a recovery.
Now say next.
I just said it.
Next.
Peter Piper picked a pack of pickled peppers.
Pack of what?
Thank you very much.
Peter Piper picked a pack of pickled
peppers. Oh, my.
I will say it again. You took a major pound.
Yes, I did. Yes,
before the break and during the break.
I would not be able to do that without whistling. Okay.
Who do we have? Who do we have? This lovely voice giggling on the line. Yes. Who is this person?
We put her through this almost the whole break.
Who is this lovely lady?
Heather Lambert is a multimodality energy healer who has been on a spiritual path for over 20 years. Her interest in holistic healing was sparked in 1987 when studying cultural anthropology at the University of Massachusetts, Amherst. Mm-hmm. Heather says, "It was a time in my life when the world opened up to me and the studies of indigenous cultures, their healing, and reverence for the natural world resonating within me so deeply. It awakened my spirit and desire to facilitate healing for others." Welcome back to Ghostly Talk, Heather.
Why do we even read a bio?
I don't know why we read your bio. I think we all know you already, and we're so excited to get you back on.
How you doing, Heather?
It is an absolute joy and delight to be back on. Like I said, you guys are family. You're fabulous.
Thank you. And
so are you.
And your website is, of course, www.heather-rising.com.
Yes. Did that song sound familiar on the break, Heather?
It did. I don't know, man. Yeah.
No, we play it. It's in our rotation here. Hey, Heather, Heather's done some music. Let's start with that. I mean, why not? We don't have to get into all the gooey stuff just yet. We can talk about some fun stuff. How's the music thing going?
The music thing is going great. Thank you for asking. It's awesome. I joined a band out here in Mass, New Hampshire, and we're going to be doing all different stuff, but then also going back to Los Angeles to record with an awesome producer, Bruce Wicken. He had done them. He was the vocal coach for Johnny Depp.
Oh, wow.
Sweeney Todd.
Really?
Yes, he's Johnny's best friend, and he is the most down-to-earth, humble, brilliant producer, and I've had, the absolute delight of working with him.
So I'm going to take major hits for this, and I'm going to cut you off, Heather. What are you guys giggling about?
Nothing!
What are you thinking?
Hang on, I don't know what's going on
here.
It's an inside joke between me and Bonnie. We can't tell you.
Makes for awesome radio.
You're the one that asked!
Okay, anyways,
sorry.
Heather, I'm going to take major hits for this probably from the staff here at Ghostly Talk. And
Bring it on.
I am a Sweeney Todd junkie.
No way.
My better half and me went and saw it in the theater, and I love that movie. I got to go out and pick it up on DVD.
It's awesome.
It was so much, and I'm not a big musical guy. Somebody that breaks into song.
He lies. Grease is his favorite movie.
Grease Lightning's a cool tune.
I know.
Don't take that away.
Grease Lightning is a cool tune.
But if it's like, you know. Most musicals, they bug me because it's like some dude's like in a store and he's buying a pack of cigarettes.
Or a wrench
or whatever it may be, and then he just breaks into a song about it. And it's like, if I did that, they would lock me right up.
They'd come away with, you know, exactly, you'd be taken away with the white coats.
I mean,
it's true.
Yeah.
It's Sweeney Todd, just, I love the macabre.
Oh, it's dark.
You know, Tim Burton's a genius, and it's just, is brilliantly done.
Yeah, I guess I like musicals when they're slicing people's throats.
It makes for a far better musical.
Yeah, far better. But no, when you said that, that just totally popped my antlers up. I had a ball with that, and I want to watch it again. It was so great.
Oh, you've got to watch it. And that's the reason, you know, Johnny Depp was very nervous to sing, and it was his friend Bruce who brought him into the studio and really prepped him for that role. And then, you know, Bruce was just an amazing guy, and, you know, and it was so great working with him.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to admit, I'm a little starstruck. You know, I haven't met Johnny yet, but to be in the studio that he was in, I'm like, wow.
That's cool. You're looking at the condenser mic going, he sang into this thing.
Exactly.
I'd have been licking it.
Exactly. His sweat and spit touched the same place I'm sitting in.
Neat.
So you're working on, that sounds like it's going great. You're going to go out there and do some recording, you said, again?
Yes, I'm slated to do that sometime in June. Mm-hmm. So the music, and you know what's cool? It sort of all has a paranormal, you know, edge to it. I think it's tying in with my interest with the paranormal, the stuff I write about, you know, there seems to be.
Yeah.
You know, it just does. It does. I think it sort of infiltrates.
Well,
all different creative things.
Well, it's obviously, you know, the paranormal and healing and things like this sort. They're a huge part of your life. We all know that. We've talked to you a gazillion times on here. So it seems natural to me, you know. You have a song called Ghost Watching. I think that... That sounds all right there. But, you know, I mean, it makes sense. I mean, you know, speaking from, you know, as a musician, I've worked many years. I tried with the guys that I worked with, you know, like, hey, let's do some stuff, like, really creepy and weird, you know. I want to write about how I want to kill that person. You know, that's what we usually write about. And it was fun. I still enjoy it, you know, but I was kind of, you know, I tried. So it's an extension of me, too, and it's obviously an extension of yourself, Heather. So it makes perfect sense to me.
Oh, cool. You get it. You understand.
Oh, I get it, Heather. I totally get it.
Awesome.
I want to get to the first thing on our list.
Okay, bring it on.
Okay, here's the thing. I have to tell you, Heather. We went, this was not this past Easter, but maybe the Easter before. Was it the Easter before?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so the Easter before this last one that just happened, I went down to Indianapolis with my good friend Bonnie,
mm-hmm.
and we met up with our...
You hate her. You said you hated her earlier.
Well, that was earlier. Now I'm
in... I hate you.
Now I'm
in
a
Bonnie too.
Completely different circle
and
now.
And I hate you, and I hate you.
Oh, that's right, for good ratings. Yeah.
For good ratings, we figure we're going to hate each other.
Yeah, we're turning this into a reality show kind of thing. And so anyway,
we're going to be drunk all the time and fighting.
Yes, if I had a chair, I would break it over my head right now. But anyway,
Heather will be the judge.
Yeah, oh, that'll
I'll
work.
Be the judge.
You'll be the
so
judge.
So we went down to Indianapolis and met up with our good friend Sean, and we went to Camp Chesterfield. And it was interesting because Easter Sunday is not a special day for spiritualists.
Mm-hmm.
Right, it's just a normal Sunday,
right?
But we happened to be down there, you know, Easter weekend, and Easter Sunday is when we went. We went to Camp Chesterfield. Camp Chesterfield is one of three remaining spiritualist camps that I know of. I know of Camp Chesterfield, obviously, just north of Indianapolis, Indiana. I know of course, Casadega in Florida.
Oh, Casadega, sure.
And I know of Lilydale in New York.
Yeah.
So when I saw this on your list of things, I'm like, oh, I absolutely cannot wait to talk to Heather about Lilydale.
Oh.
Tell me everything, start at the beginning.
this is great. Well, this is how it all began. You know, after, I think, the last show that I did with you guys, My sister called me. My sister Karen, who's very much into paranormal as well, and she said, "Hey, I just read this book about Lilydale by this woman, Christine Wicker. She's a journalist who, and she said, want to go there and take a class?" I said, "Well, yeah." And of course.
Mm-hmm.
So we booked a trip, and we went out, this is last September, and we took a mediumship and healing workshop right in Lilydale. And it was mind-blowing. The teaching methodology, everything. It was incredible. And what was really, I think what really hit home, and to my sister as well, is that we had always, you know, grown up with sort of inklings of these abilities. And here was a weekend where they said, you know, it's discipline and training. The ability to contact spirit is absolutely available to all of us. And it's a question of intention.
Mm-hmm.
And our, you know, what you want to do. And we walked around Lilydale. Let me tell you, you've been there. Have you been there? Have you all been there?
I've not been to Lilydale.
No.
The only one I've been to so far, who's jumping out of their skin right now. We just talked about them. The Niagara Falls Paranormal folks, Jimmy and them.
Oh, Jimmy, yeah.
Because I'm sure it was him. He's like, "Oh man, when you get to New York, we're gonna go. I'll take you to Lilydale. We'll go to Lilydale."
Gotta go.
And I'm like, "Well, okay, but you know, when we did end up going to New York, we went to somewhere else. You know, but we did get to meet them and everything,
yeah,
which
yeah,
is cool.
Great.
But Lilydale is like right on. It's one of I have to, you know, sometime as soon as possible. I've been to Camp Chesterfield. So it's one of three.
Mm-hmm.
I still have to get to Lilydale, and I have to get to Casadega. So those two, I want
to
do all three. That's the
trifecta,
of spiritualism.
The trifecta of the spiritualist world.
Yeah.
And I think what was so fascinating, my sister and I both felt this, you know, you arrive there, and you literally do feel like you're going back in time. Because, you know, you have this little Victorian village, and yes, you still have the modern cars and things around.
Yeah.
But I can't even properly express the feeling we felt. At first we felt this was a jolt of energy. It was so strange. It was wonderful. And there are a million cats wandering around. And then you just see these really interesting looking people. And I mean, it's a whole community of spiritualists and mediums. And the wind chimes are chiming, and it's all tranquil on the lake with the swans. It's a trip, man. I was enchanted by the place and by the people.
The thing is, when we were at Camp Chesterfield, it was a Sunday. It was not any overly special day for them. But, you know, even though it was, you know, Easter to us, it was not special to them. But we did go to the service.
Oh,
and
how was it?
It was it got mixed reviews, but it was definitely lively.
How was the performance, Doug?
It was definitely lively, and I thought it was kind of, you know, I thought it was extremely interesting. But
yeah.
Some of the things that happened during the service were perhaps a little on the questionable side.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're looking at it.
A little?
Okay, a lot.
Wait a minute. I didn't hear. Now, Heather, this
the
was
one
news
thing,
to me here.
The
I
one
hear this.
Thing that. One
this must have gotten really hot.
We absolutely had to laugh at was the thing. There's this technique that they use called billet reading. And what you do is you write down like things that they tell you to write down, you know, like a name and then you know, something else. And then the lady, very, very animated, you know, goes through these things, and she's taking the pieces of paper and putting them to her forehead. Well, of course, we're surmising that she's peeking at them because, I mean, it kind of looks like they are, but I don't know. But it was just...
She wearing sunglasses?
I don't know. I don't think she was. But
okay.
The billet reading was on the hilarious side. But the rest of it was interesting. I mean, I just thought it was very... it was darling, is what it was.
That's what the questionable was. I thought the questionable was like they brought a, The way you said that, I'm like, they brought a goat out.
No, nothing like that.
The dagger of a thousand souls came out.
No, it wasn't like that. It was very interesting.
That was and Camp Chesterfield.
The grounds were fascinating. They had little cottages, and the cottages are owned by the mediums, and they decorate them the way that they want to, that expresses themselves, and they put a sign out. And you're welcome to walk up and knock and say, you know, when can I schedule a reading? Can I, well, now, you know, what are you doing? And they have their hours and everything on there.
Wow.
And during those hours, you're able just to walk up and knock. We didn't do that, though. We only had, you know, that afternoon.
Now, Heather...
But you spent more time than we got to spend. You spent more time in Lilydale than we got to spend in Camp Chesterfield.
I have been going to Lilydale training in mediumship now basically every month.
Wow.
In September. Yeah, I'm finishing up my first year there. And, oh, my God. I mean, years ago I was a skeptic. But the things I've experienced there, it's been incredible. It's been transforming. And I've gotten to know the people in the community. And they're just fascinating people. I mean, you have everything from medical doctors who are also mediums to people that have come from every educational background you can think of. And the draw, what's really fascinating too, is it draws people from all around the world. So I've had amazing teachers who are internationally, you know, just incredible.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, you know, and the energy there is just, like I said, it's indescribable.
I was going to say, you know, and well, you just kind of blew that question away. I was going to go, what does it feel like?
Indescribable.
Like?
Yeah.
It's indescribable. But
how about
it
this
part? Like you're plugged into a giant, I mean, seriously, I mean, I've gone to places that are, you know, I've spoken before that are vortexes. Lilydale, without a doubt, is one. You can just feel it. Even if you're a non-believer, you step into that place, and you're feeling something, like it's sort of this tingling, like you're plugged in.
Mm-hmm.
And my sister and I felt it both simultaneously. We looked at each other like, oh, my God, what is going on? And it's just been amazing.
Do you know a little bit of the history? Like, when was it founded? Was it initially a spiritualist camp or a community?
Yes.
And is that how it started?
It did. You know, it was very interesting. It's 130, over 130 years old.
Wow.
Which is incredible. So, I mean, and so it was started, and it is, I believe, in the country, the oldest continual spiritualist settlement. And in order to live there, you have to be registered as a spiritualist.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to go before a board. So what's very interesting, it has never been out of the hands of spiritualists or mediums. It is, you know, the longest continuous settlement.
Mm-hmm.
And so what's very cool about that, too, is that you have some people there that are like, you know, fifth-generation mediums. You think about intention. These people were born into it. They've grown up into it. And I think, so some of these people are just unbelievably gifted. I mean, you know, the messages they're giving, there's just the accuracy is incredible.
Well, these people are born into this, you said, Heather.
So they never had the, you know, society, they put up walls right away.
Well, that,
like,
that
you didn't see a ghost, you don't, you know. No,
well, I'm just wondering, like, you know,
the
psychic gene. I don't know if that's what you call it. I mean, I know, like diabetes, it skips every four generations, you know, and I'm not saying that, I'm not equating the two, but I'm wondering, you know, it sounds like, you know, this is a fifth generation medium we're talking to here, for example, right?
Right.
I'm wondering if there's a way these people, I mean, I guess there's obvious ways to find out if this person, you know, has the gift, right? Just by testing them, you know, try this, try
right,
that,
and
try
over
this.
And over 130 years, I think you've probably gotten the gist of, you know, how to test somebody.
Test
to find
somebody.
Out.
Right.
But you brought the environment, though, Doug. I'm sure the
right.
environment was
it's
just
a nurt-
wide
it's
open.
Much more of a nurturing environment.
Yeah.
It's a nurturing
yeah.
environment. I think one thing I've learned, you know, most what I've learned from the people I've met there, meditation, for instance, it really seems to be the foundation, and I found in the studies that I've gone through, meditation, the silencing of the mind, to get all of that chatter out of your head so that you're open to receive as a vessel spirit communication and to become a channel to spiritual communication. And because in society, outside, okay, as we know, we're bombarded constantly, you're right, with skepticism, with media, with television, everything that is making our minds go constantly.
Yeah.
And I think in order to become the best medium possible, it's necessary first to quiet the mind. And that's what we've been learning in class, and judging from what I've seen from the other incredible mediums that I've met. That seems to be the cornerstone of really excellent mediumship and healing in general. Meditation first.
Heather, what's the ratio of males to females?
Okay, my class, we're all females.
Oh.
And boy, does it go! It gets hormonal, man. It's yeah. I mean, I guess other, you know, but in and Lilydale too. Yes, I'd say that they're all, you know, 80% women to 20% men.
Because what's really interesting
if I
is
I wasn't taken.
What? Yeah, we're gonna go. We're gonna.
I'd be like the chicken hawk on Looney Tunes. I'm kidding around.
What if?
Kidding around.
Because when you think of spiritualism and the whole movement, you know, obviously it started with the Fox Sisters in New York,
yeah,
which
yeah,
is where
yeah.
Lilydale is in the state of New York.
That's right.
And so it, you know, started with the Fox Sisters, who were obviously female, but then they always name, you know, very prominent names, you know, Arthur Conan Doyle and you know, things like that.
Scott Warren Lambert, another prominent field in the field.
Another, yeah.
That's right, yes. Obviously.
Crazy Dulcimer on his own time.
Who were interested in spiritualism and the movement, and,
yeah.
You know, back then. And so they do list men in it, so I'm wondering what, you know, what it... What the ratios were,
yeah.
perhaps before the turn of the before the you know the 1900s.
Oh, you're talking about historically speaking.
Yeah,
because
it started in 1870 something or something.
Oh,
right?
Sure. Historically, actually, the ratio was more men to women because there was still, though. Again, I think as far as the feminist movement, spiritualist, you know, for instance, women's suffrage and everything, very, very promoted in Lilydale.
Mm-hmm.
There was really the forwarding of, you know, equal rights for women. However, yes, initially, it was the men.
It is the women. It really
and
is.
Now it's the women. Yeah, it's sort of balanced again. You have, oh, I mean, there are tremendous mediums there that are men, obviously. But, like, in the classes, for instance, now, yeah, I have all women in my classes.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, when I look at the register of the registered mediums in Lilydale, the ratio, yeah, it's more women than men.
And
this
has come up. I'm glad you brought this up. We got to go to break here in a second. But
when that happens.
You just want to blow through it?
I'm just going to grab a chair and bash it over my head.
What the?
Make for great radio.
Let me.
do have to go to break so the body can bash a chair over my head. It makes for really good
radio. I'm
really
confused right now.
Aren't we working on ratings? No,
hey, shut your mouth, all right, Doug?
Hey, you can't talk to me that way.
Fake angry bad.
you fake it. No. You know, Doug don't fake angry.
I don't even know.
Shall I point out the freeway?
Oh, the red car.
The red car incident.
That was genuine anger, but fake anger?
That wasn't anger. Yeah, that was calling down the...
Fake anger.
Yeah. That was calling up the fury of hell itself.
Okay, so I can't act. I can't act. I can prove that I was in a movie.
No.
How you just pop it in your DVD player and you go, oh my gosh, Doug can't act. I can't even. And the weird thing is I play myself.
You play yourself brilliantly.
Yeah, I hope so.
Well, I was just going to say, there is this ratio.
Oh, yes.
Let's get true. Back.
That's what we were talking about. True,
yeah,
no
yeah.
segue.
Yeah,
let's just jerk ourselves back. There is this ratio, and I, you know, we talked about this a lot, and it's, I mean, it's obvious to me that there, it makes perfect sense to me, let's just say, that the females would dominate a field, especially like in the side of mediumship and psychics and things of that sort, because it's what a female is. They're more forward,
like left brain, right brain.
Well,
kind of thing,
I hate using that. It's more of a. It's more of a, men. I mean,
sugar and spice.
The man.
What are we talking about?
The man's
snails and puppy dog tails.
Okay, tell you what. The man's men. The men's men, right?
Let's go to
Jesus
break.
Christ. All right. When we come back from the break, I'm going to try to make my point.
Yes, I like that plan.
He's like, it is
I'm
a point.
I'm patiently waiting.
I'm not. I'll make my point when we come back from this break. Heather, stay on the line. Don't leave us as much as you want to, I think.
I promise not to leave you.
Oh,
thank you.
Our mouths will be duct taped after this.
I promise. Yeah,
we're going to go.
Would you like to listen to Ghostly Talk Live on your cell phone? Perhaps you have a comment for us or our guests. All you have to do is dial 605-475-8590. When asked for the conference code, dial 555-1081, followed by the pound sign. What are we made of? Why do I get sick? How can I live a more balanced whole life? These are just a few of the questions explored each week by naturopath, medical intuitive, and clairvoyant, Dr. Rita Louise on Just Energy Radio. Explore your possibilities every Friday evening from 7 to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Join us at JustEnergyRadio.com.
Shadow governments, strange rituals, new world
shadow
order,
governments, strange
buried treasures.
New
planetary mind control,
shadow governments, strange rituals, new world order, buried treasures, planetary mind control, corporate interests,
out there.
Out there. It's a strange world.
Visit OutThereRadio.net for more information.
Thank you.
be caught bored waiting for something to go bump in the night? Listen to the Paranormal Broadcast System with Brad, Brandon, Todd, and Paul.
Well, hello, Mr. Fancy Man.
Listen to some great interviews with some amazing guests that run the gamut from ghost hunting groups across the country to paranormal personalities in the media. First, let's be serious for a moment. Then let's have some fun! We've got it all covered. Tune in and listen to intriguing interviews with our hosts from L.A. Spirits and the Louisiana Spectral Research Center. Then kick back and listen to us try to be funny with some crazy Cajuns. And some other guys, too. This is no kids show, folks. It's the Paranormal Broadcast System. Listen to us poke fun at ourselves. It's funnier that way. You can find us at www.laghosts.com. That's www.laghosts.com. This is Ghostly Talk.
Classic meltdown here on Ghostly Talk. That happens from time to time. But, you know, there's a couple of points I want to make, though. Doug and Bonnie, I put them in stasis. Oh, here they come. They're back. I put them in stasis for a second. They need to just recharge the brain. Bonnie's back, and she's looking better. Here comes Doug.
Yeah.
And the race is on. Here they come. Bonnie wins by a long shot.
Hey,
I decided to give you guys time because you needed it. But no, here's a couple things I wanted to throw out there before we went to break and Doug and Bonnie melted down.
But it was fun.
I'm still in a fabulous mood.
Yeah, Heather and I talked for a few minutes while we were on break.
We did.
Of the things I pointed out was, you know, it makes perfect sense to me. And I was my problem was with that, I think, was that I was trying to keep away from right brain, left brain, right?
Right.
I was trying to, and Heather and I kind of just went back and forth on this. And it's in the field, it's obvious that this is a female-dominated field, which is totally cool. It's obvious that the female mind is just much more intuitive to things like that. Men like straight lines, alphabetical orders, and perfectly aligned things. And, yeah, it makes, why am I doing this stuff? Because you guys, that's what I mentioned to Heather, and people that know me, people out there listening to the show know that I'm a ridiculous micromanager in a lot of situations.
Oh, yes.
I have a spreadsheet for everything, and I'm generally cranky all the time if somebody doesn't, like, fill in the right field in the spreadsheet. It really upsets me, right? But I guess there is a certain bit of intuitiveness that I have that keeps me interested in this stuff, and along with Doug. Bonnie, we consider her a man, too, so I guess we'll throw you in there.
I'm not really sure how I feel about that.
You're going to give the email.
But this is a
female. You kill them.
Yeah.
I think I might.
But this, it makes perfect sense, though. I don't see any, you know, cause, you know, it makes perfect sense. That's all I can say. Is that,
and I think you're right. I think that, yes, women do appear on the average or on the whole.
Yeah, totally.
In a grand over characterization kind of way, to be more intuitive.
Yeah, and they naturally are drawn, they are part of this field, naturally drawn to this, and they're better at it than
hence,
guys are.
You know, hence society's women's intuition and, you know, that kind of thing. So
in general, we're just slightly more sensitive than you big oafish men. Now I'm going to get hate mail.
Yay!
Go right ahead.
Bonnie at ghostlytalk.com. Thank you.
Well, when I fix the server.
I wanted to make sure we patched that hole before we move forward with this.
Thank you.
I think that's pretty good. Are you cool with that, Heather?
I'm way down with that. I'm so cool with that. I'll bring this up to you.
Yeah.
Because we have to do readings as part of, you know, the schoolwork and you know, developing the mediumship. And one of the interesting things is that I've had people that are CEOs. These are men. CEOs, visionary type people that come to me and ask for, you know, not only the mediumship, but also for intuitive guidance.
Mm-hmm.
And what's really nice is that it's helping people that have been so trained to be so, I'm going to say it, left brain and analytic, to sort of tap in into their intuition.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a nice way to establish balance with a lot of the guys that I've read for doing readings and things, it's been and I've learned too, it helps me as well balance this work, because otherwise, you know, balances everything.
Oh yeah.
And mm-hmm. You see how it is? So I learn from them. I learn from the people that I read for, and hopefully they learn from me as well. So it's a nice, I like that.
That's the first time I've ever heard somebody say that. Honestly, I can't remember ever hearing someone say that, that gives readings like you do, Heather, say that I learn just as, you know, I learn from the people, you know, as they're learning from me. I've never really heard that. Have you?
Well, I think I have. I've heard it expressed, not quite so directly, but I've heard it.
Well, man.
I've heard people do, because there is something to it. I mean, when you're in a play, for example, it's a lot more interactive, and mm-hmm. and you actually get energy from the audience, and
yeah.
and you know, it's like a two-way street.
Yeah.
And when you're in a movie, which, you know, we just filmed it.
Yeah, over the weekend here.
You don't get that interaction. You get the interaction with the other people who are hanging around the set. And,
right.
and it's a little bit different, in those cases. Well, I've heard that when it's, you know, you're sitting there and across the table or wherever on the other side of the telephone or however you're doing it.
Yeah.
There is somewhat of an intimacy. I mean, you're digging into people's lives.
Well, yeah, yeah.
And so there's an intimacy there that that does allow you to, it's a two-way, it does set up a two-way street.
Yeah.
And I've heard that expressed, but so in a way I've heard it, but not so direct, you know, where, oh, yeah, when I'm giving a reading, I'm learning from them as much as they're learning
sure.
from me.
Oh,
and,
sure.
And I see how that can happen.
It absolutely can. And I think also with readings, what I love, what's taught in this thing, is that all readings, what they really want to push at Lilydale, is that all readings are healings. You know, you want it, because you're sort of holding someone's soul, you know, in the cup of your hand, and it's a responsibility to be as loving and healing as possible. Even if you're, you know, getting information that's not all sunshine and lollipops,
yeah.
you want to always have a sense of integrity and respect for this other human being, either before you or on the phone or on email. And that's where, you know, it's a respect thing. You know, it's one thing to have the gift of mediumship. Yes, everyone can have, and some people are amazing. It's another thing to have the humbleness and the humility and the respect for the other human being. And I think that's what I've really learned. It's been really knocked into us at Lilydale, and I love that. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, completely. Positive. And that is very good to hear, because I don't want to turn this into a slam fest or anything like that, but anyway, I've come in contact with some people that claim to be psychic, let's just say,
right.
or claim to be a medium, and, you know, I give them a chance. I even feed them some information like they want me to. I mean, and this is just some of the stuff that I've learned, Heather, as far as people that aren't all on the up and up and stuff like that. We both know of the incident from the Mid-South
mm-hmm.
last year, which was utterly hysterical that we have on tape that I'd be happy to give you, Heather, if you'd like to hear.
It is
funny.
Please, hilarious. I love it. I love it, sure.
But there is this, you know...
But there's the other side of the coin, too.
It's the other
like,
kind
of,
I, the other
Kimberly,
side of the coin.
Yeah. Who, you know, the Boston Tea Room here in Detroit, totally rocked my world. I was like, oh, my gosh, how can she possibly, you know this?
But there has to be that humbleness, I think, that Heather's talking about, this humbleness and humility, like you said, where, you know, and that is a great responsibility when you are, you know, reading something like that. Because we all know that, you know, and you know this, Heather, and I found that people are drawn to people who have intuitiveness like that, that are psychic. And what they say a lot of times dictates what people do. I mean, they really believe everything that a psychic would tell
them. They do.
That's a great responsibility. Huge responsibility.
It's tremendous. And what can happen is, you know, for people that, even people that are gifted psychics and mediums, some of them I've met, the problem is their ego. They think, oh, wow, I'm great at this.
There
man.
You go.
I'm awesome.
You put everything right into perspective for me, Heather. Everything I try, I can't
really?
Think of, you
oh,
tell
good.
Me. See, and that's what I was thinking of, was that it may be this ego-type thing. Where
ego-driven thing.
Yeah.
Once you introduce a big ego into this work,
mm-hmm.
I think, one, even if you're a great psychic, you begin to, I think you begin to lose some of your accuracy because really this is about being open and being humble, mm-hmm. and being, you know, being of service to others so that you help them in the highest, you know, purpose possible. You know what I mean? And I think there are a lot of people out there that do take advantage of people, and in my, you know, in studying this, that is my goal is to be as honest and humble as possible. It's like it's a daily practice
mm-hmm.
that I have to incorporate because it is a responsibility. And then the results can be so amazing. It can be so amazing, and there's nothing better than when someone's loved one comes through who they've been, you know, excuse the pun, dying to hear from. Terrible pun. You know, or just a piece of intuitive psychic information.
Yeah.
That resonates with someone so deeply that it affects them at all levels. That's a beautiful thing, and that's something that touches my heart as well as theirs, hopefully. So that's an incredible journey. It's awesome.
Wow. You know what? And I hate to shift gears so abruptly, but that's what I'm good for.
Please.
I'm the king of that.
Shift the gears, man.
You are working on a book.
Yeah.
That was quite a bird.
Yeah, nice sound effect,
it's
though.
The book.
Well, I want to get this in. We got to talk about this. We're, you know, of course, when Heather comes on, time just goes.
Yes, it does.
No.
Yeah.
You know,
where are we getting these sound effects from?
It's awesome. It's pretty.
I love it.
Do a chicken, Doug. Very good.
Yes.
Heather, do a chicken.
On the book. The book. Okay, here's a cool thing.
Mm.
I'm writing a book about the ghosts and legends of Marblehead, Massachusetts, where I grew up,
uh-huh.
which is right next to Salem, Massachusetts.
Ooh.
And I'll tell you why, because there's so much attention focused on Salem,
mm-hmm.
naturally.
Oh, naturally, yeah.
Naturally. Marblehead, though, which was once an extension of Salem Village back in, you know, 1600s onward, is so steeped in ghost lore and legend and shipwrecks and pirates. It is a treasure trove. So it's one of those things like returning home, I am rediscovering the place where I grew up
mm-hmm.
and finding these amazing stories going, you know, back to colonial times up to the present and interviewing fishermen and all their tales of ghosts and it's so fascinating. So the book will be out in the late fall through Schiffer Publishing.
That's so cool.
I'll post that on the website as well. But
uh-huh.
it's just so cool to dig in your own backyard and see that there's so much right there.
Yes.
So that's what's going on. I'll have to keep you guys posted on that.
Now, Heather.
That will give us an excuse to bring you back on.
Oh, over and over again.
Yeah.
You need to write more books so we can get you on more and more.
Yeah.
Hey, are you kidding? This is the first of many books. Of course I'll come back.
Yay.
Awesome.
I love you guys.
Well, thank you so much. You know, it's always fun. You know what?
I can't believe how different I feel.
I hate this. I don't want to.
You remember when I came out? I pulled up in the car and I'm like,
I was like, "Shut up, dude!"
Yeah. Oh, he.
God, what's your problem, man? You know.
Wow. Obviously, Doug's in a bad mood.
We'll explain this. We kind of had a rough weekend. We were, you know, Heather. We talked on Friday. We talked on Friday. I'm a cell phone thing, you know, and you know.
Yeah, we did.
And I'm like, you know, and this is why Heather's just so cool because I'm like. My mind, I'm like going, yeah, Heather, I'm actually working and filming a movie at the same time. No one's ever done that before in the history of life. Let me tell you that it's very, very, very exhausting, right? And she's like,
it's
my
amazing.
God, Scott, I can't believe the, you know, this, be, Heather being Heather, and I'm like,
look what they put on you and they make you do.
No, but no, she's like, this is so great, you're doing all this stuff, and I'm like, yeah, I am, man. I'm awesome. That's not, I got that phone going. Yeah, I'm gonna go down there and kick some ass.
You feel good.
Yeah.
You should.
Yeah, no, yeah, and that's Heather, you know. And
no,
whenever we get you on the show, it's like, you know, okay, well, it's a no-brainer. I mean, not like not
weird. Right.
No, I didn't mean that. Wait, that was a really stupid thing to say.
Yeah, that didn't come out right, but I know what you meant.
I totally know what you meant.
Okay, good.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Because you mean it's going to totally, it just takes care of itself. It just, we know that it's going to be a wonderful hour.
Yeah, and not because
and people are going to learn and enjoy, and hopefully, I have a feeling you have this effect. You know, I would like to hear
thank
from
you.
Folks. Somebody emailed.
Listen to this show. Listen to this show
and see how you feel. How did you feel before you heard before this last hour? And then email me how it was before and then how it was after.
Do a little experiment here. That'll be fun. You listen to the show here. You're listening to us right now. Check on your email thingy. Click on the email button and email us and tell, you know, email Heather. Heather, you got an email address, right? What's your email address?
It is, you know, it's actually so easy. It's Heather at heather-rising.com. You can go right to the website.
Yeah, yeah.
And I answer all those emails. And, oh, my goodness, feedback. I love it.
Yeah, or email us. We'll forward it to Heather. You know, no problem.
Yeah, or email ghostlytalk at ghostlytalk.com or Scott L at ghostlytalk.com or Doug. I've got to fix the email server, though. Some people are going to get their emails back.
Yeah.
So our server, like, randomly, and it's getting more and more.
We're having issues.
Yeah, what he does is an email will come in, he'll look at it, and he'll go, yeah, I'm going to send this back. And then it just sends it right back to the person who sent it. They're like, your server just sent me back my email.
And we've been hearing that more and more. We're working on that, too. But, my point with that, though, I'm sorry. That was a really bad choice of words, and I feel really stupid saying that now. But when I say no-brainer, I just mean, like, you know, we're going to sit down here, and we're going to have a great time. And by the end of our interview, no matter what time in the show it is, we're going to be feeling really, really good.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Ultimate compliment. That's wonderful. I mean, you want to feel good. You know, life's short. You got to enjoy it.
Yeah, you know. I think
people have learned a lot because I got to tell a little story of Camp Chesterfield, and
wonderful.
And then we got to talk about Lilydale, which is someplace that I've got to get to.
Well, here's one thing we got to point out too. This is really important, and we touched on this a little bit on Friday also, Heather. We're going to be out in your area in July.
We are. What are
July
we doing?
25th.
Don't you ever look at the schedule, Doug.
Doug, you're going to be there July 25th on the cake.
She knows it better. Heather knows where we're going to be.
Oh, my gosh.
I've memorized your schedule, and if you need to know about your schedule, just call me.
All right.
Yeah. Heather, you need to get a Google.
Call
you
Heather.
Need a Gmail account for Google. We'll put you on the schedule, too, so you know what's going on.
He'll be like, we're
gonna
Doug,
be
you
out
can't there. Do that weekend.
We're going to be out there with the Capers people, Derek Bartlett's people.
That's right.
Oh, now he remembers.
Now I remember.
I mentioned Derek Bartlett.
See?
Yeah.
And it's coming back to you.
We're going
to
be out there for a few days, and Heather, we're going to be getting together, aren't we?
We so are. In fact, I am so excited to finally be seeing you in person.
We're staying at the Cuddle and Bubble, just so you know. Are you familiar with this in Cape Cod, the place called the Cuddle and Bubble? Have you heard of this before?
Is this true?
I kid you not. When
the
Tom and I were
Cuddle
booking,
and Bubble.
Yeah, we're talking
the
business
cuddle
now.
Cuddle and Bubble.
Yeah.
Hey, is that by Brewster? Is that it?
I've never been there, Heather. I have no idea.
Okay, well, I can tell you, you're going to love it. It's, you know, the Cape is fantastic in summer. Oh, my God, it's gorgeous. I will be there with bells on to see you guys.
Well, I can't wait. That's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have to figure it
out. I'm scared. Not about the bells, but about Bubble.
I talked to Derek
about the Bubble. Fear not, my dear. I promise you it'll all be well.
Okay.
No, I talked to Derek about it, and I'm like, how about the Cuddle and Bubble? I just wanted to say that because it's called the Cuddle and Bubble.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm the kind of guy that doesn't really care how miserable you'll be there. I just want a great story at the end, right? And I don't care about how bad it is. I just want to be able to tell a good story. And I think, so where'd you guys stay at when you were in Cape Cod? The Cuddle and Bubble. Check this thing out. I got a story to tell you, right? So, Derek gave it the thumbs up and said, no, it's a cool place. It's the right price. So, we're going to definitely be hooking up when we're at the Cape. I can't wait for that. And
Bonnie, you and me are cuddling
Okay.
We can cuddle too.
And bubbling. It sounds wonderful.
It's a great name for a hotel.
It sounds illegal.
Experience.
Well, it does, doesn't it?
It's only illegal in the Bible Belt, guaranteed.
That's only in the Bible Belt. It's
500 miles south.
You're going to Cape Cod, darling.
Yeah. So no, that's definitely something that's gonna be coming up. And you know, the last we gotta go here pretty soon.
Oh man, we're running right up on the end.
But you know, if it's any indication of, you know, and I can't stress this enough to the people out there listening to this show, you know, somebody's gonna go, it's the Backslap Fest this week. I'm just gonna turn. No, you know what? It's really nice. I think I enjoy talking with people. This is what we do on this show, right? And
I learned a lot.
You know,
I've got to get out to Lilydale right away.
Well, a good example is this weekend. You know, I've really, even though I'm burnt tired today, you know, as we say, a really long weekend, I feel very, very energized because I spent a weekend, like, talking with people and interacting with people.
Right.
We had a lot of people out here doing this film, and I really, and then to top it off with talking to Heather like this, I'm ready to go to work tomorrow and take over the company.
I mean,
so yeah, you know, that's
I'm pretty. Do. You want to do a coup kind of thing tomorrow?
Was going, yeah, we work together. We'll go in there and
we'll
be like,
have
coo,
a coup.
Coup.
They'll be like, oh, the cuckoos are here.
The cuckoos are here. We'll like, let's give them ownership of the company. There you go.
I'm thrilled to hear it.
We shot him down.
We're going to have a blast.
We shot him down, Heather. He's like, he grabbed the microphone.
I'm done. This was awesome.
No, but Heather.
The cuckoos are here.
I hope we got some information across besides a lot of comedy tonight.
Well, okay, name the three spiritualism camps that I know of.
Camp Freddy.
Yeah. Camp Jason.
Camp Jason.
Camp Jason. And Camp Crystal Lake.
And Camp Crystal Lake. There we go.
Lilydale. Wow. I know him, dude. Camp Chesterfield. I don't learn anything. I'm the host of the show. I don't need to learn anything.
In Pasadena.
How could you put me on the spot like that?
I know,
I know. You bastard. You bastard. You dumb bastard. No,
I think I passed the test.
You did. You got all three.
Heather got them. I didn't. I'm the host of the show.
I'm going to get her a donut when we're on Cape Cod. Unless they're $4. If they're $4
Camp Chesterfield, Pasadena, Camp Lilydale. Or Lilydale.
Right.
Thank you.
Yes.
All right. We got to go. We've been goofing off way too much here. Heather, did you have fun?
I had the best time ever. You guys are just wonderful. Thank
all
you
right.
so much.
Thank
it is
you.
An honor to be on your show. And to everyone in the audience, I hope you're all feeling happy.
I know I am.
Send us emails on that.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I want to know. I want to know if you had the effect on listeners, the same effect that I have noticed.
I can see it in Doug's face. He's much happier
Completely
now.
Different.
We all are, because I hated y'all when I got here.
Right. So we got
now you love each other.
Now we've got to rethink
this. Yeah, thanks
this
for making me love them, Heather.
Sorry, Bonnie. It's not
just rethink
reality.
This reality.
It's reality video. It's great.
We got to rethink this reality talk show thing.
We got to blow through the exit here. We got to blow through, because I know Nathan and Sean are probably killing us.
They're having a live call-in show tonight. So
we gotta go. All right, go for it.
With that, thank you everybody for listening.
Stay on the line, Heather. Don't leave us.
Thank you,
line.
Michael Cremo of MCRemo.com.
Thank
you, Norman Ober. Nice meeting
really
you.
Really great talking.
And thank you all you listeners. And email us at ghostlytalk@ghostlytalk.com. This has been Ghostly Talk. I'm Doug.
I'm Scott L.
I'm Bonnie.
We'll be back next week.
Ghostly Talk. You have been listening to Ghostly Talk Paranormal Talk Radio. The Ghostly Talk audio program is distributed for free under the Open Content License. Please share with all your friends and support independent media.